and when Shaitan attacks. Four, that we have the willpower if we can muster it. We have the willpower to say no. And he goes away. He goes away. The Shaitan has been described in the Quran to be khannas. Min sharril waswasil khannas. Khannas in the Arabic language is described for a particular position where a person takes one foot in advance and the other foot is behind. He wants to launch, but if you resist, he's ready to run away. He's khannas. If I remind myself that yes, I have an enemy, I have the power to know which is the right thought and the wrong thought. Two, three, I have the power to make the decision to say no. Four, I've made that determination. If Shaitan were to appear as a physical being, you know what I would do? Allahu Akbar. And that's when you throw the seven pebbles as an expression of that inner determination to defeat Shaitan with God's grace. And of course, the next item in Hajj is the sacrifice. In following the seerah of Prophet Ibrahim, expressing the readiness that, oh Lord, whatever I have, I admit it's not mine. It's given by you. It's a gift. It's an amanah. And I'm ready to use it for your sake. You have appreciated now to what extent Hajj can potentially train an individual step by step to focus and direct all his energies toward God, to reach a point of self-discipline and sacrifice, that then he is ready and willing to give up whatever he has for God's sake. 25 times Imam Hussein performed Hajj. Interestingly enough, 2 years before the death of Muawiyah, just like what the Prophet did in the last years of his life, he sent a public declaration, the Prophet is going for Hajj. More than 100,000 people turned out for that farewell Hajj. Imam Hussein, 2 years before Muawiyah's death in the year 58, also sent out a message that I'm going for Hajj. Almost 1,000 people were specifically invited, 200 of whom were companions, almost 800 of whom, of the 1,000 who attended, were the followers of the companions, the second generation. And incidentally, there were ladies. Imam Hussein specifically also invited ladies in that gathering. And the gathering in Mina, Imam gave a long speech, but if we can summarize it, there were three main themes.